Goyim around were 15 amis tall. That's the way he learns. In other words, it was 5 amis above the Mizbeach. It was 15 amis tall. Well, not Tamlem, if so, what's the Pasuk mean to say, Hey Amos, Mitzvahs Mizbeach Lamala? What does it mean to say 5 amis? It means from the top of the Mizbeach higher, it was 5 amis. Mizbeach was 10 amis tall, and the Klai was 15, meaning it was 5 higher. Well, not Tamlem, if so, what does the Pasuk mean to say, Fisholosh Amos Kamosei, that Mizbeach was only 5 amis tall? You're telling me now it was 10 amis tall? So my answer is, Mismas Sevev Ulamala. You mean to say from the top of the Sevev, above, it was 3 Amos. Whereas the Sapa to the Sevev was 6. And another 3 makes it 9. And then the Kronos, the Karen, was 1. That's how you have 10. So keeps the heels, the height of it was 10. And it's not sure how could people see him, because people could not see him, because the mice of the Kaloyim, the curtains went around it, were 15 Amos tall. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yisrael says, Rabbi Yehuda, ki gomer gzeirah shava baruch b'yud gemirah. Rabbi Yehuda wants to know that gzeirah shava was, like I said before, upon the rechiv, how wide the mizbeach was, not upon how tall the mizbeach was. So the Gemara asks, well, Rabbi Yehuda, hakom eschazi kohen. If so, the people could see the kohen who does the avodah. And Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, hinam li d'dvarim kesavim, that mizbeach was only 3 yams tall, and the Kohen was 5, but still the Kohen himself was also tall, 3 Amos. So people could see him over the Kohen. So Moshe says, need the Kohen is Chozi and Echnami. True, the people could see the Kohen standing on top of the Mizbeach, but Avodah the other one is Chazi, but the Avodah that was in his hand, that people cannot see. So Moshe says, this time with Rabbi Yehuda, hang on, that's what the Pesach says, Kiddush. That the mice are the Makadish to Chotzer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns that the Mizbeach was too small, so the mice had to make a Kiddush, the Ritzpah. So it's good to wash your Kiddush to Makadish to Chotzer. They made the Ritzpah, the floor of the Chotzer, have Kiddusha that you could amount to the Keteros over there. According to Rabbi Yehuda, my Kiddush, what does it mean to say the Makadish it? There's no new Kiddush. According to Rabbi Yehuda, just meant to say that Mizbeach and Achoshes was no good anymore. It was like puzzle. So what's the notion of Kiddush? So Moshe says, my Kiddush, Lahamid Bo, Mizbeach, that now they build a new Mizbeach. So in the Kaddishit, in order to put a new Mizbeach over there, in order to put Lahamid Bo, Mizbeach, Avonim, Mizbeach, the Shchaimai, was made from Avonim from stones. So Moshe says, this name of Rabbi Yehuda, I know the Yechsiv Kotim. That's why it says Lashon was cotton, because Mizbeach was too small to be used. So that's why it's Lashon of cotton. And it goes back to the Mizbeach HaNechoshesh, that was too small. And in the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Yehuda, though, my cotton, what do you mean to say was cotton? It wasn't too small. It was only the pshat is, it was puzzle. So now it says, Hochikom, this is what the puzzle meant to say. Mizbeach HaVonim, Shosh HaShleimei, Tachas Mizbeach HaNechoshesh, cotton heaven. That the Mizbeach Avonim that Shlomo made instead of Mizbeach Nechoshes, that was cotton. Mizbeach Nechoshes was cotton. Meaning to say, even the Mizbeach that Shlomo made was also small. It's going back to Mizbeach Nechoshes, which, you know, that the Mizbeach now that Shlomo made instead of Mizbeach Nechoshes, his Mizbeach was also cotton. Another one says, B'mai Pligi, what do they argue with? What's the machlokes of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? That Rabbi Yosi learns out in Zer Shova Vavua from the Mizbeach HaZohov, and Rabbi Yehuda learns out in Zer Shova from Yechesel. So, Ma'asov Adon Chutz Mechutz, you learn out better than Mizbeach HaChutz from Mizbeach HaChitzen. The Adon Chutz Mechutz to not learn out from Mizbeach HaZohov, that's Mizbeach HaPlim. Well, Ma'asov, the other one holds no, that don and kli mikli, it's more mistabit learn out, or kli mizbeach, chum and mizbeach, even though one mizbeach and mizbeach apnim, but the ain don and kli mibinyin, it's learning out a kli from the binyin of the Beis HaMikdash. And Yecheskel is talking about the binyin of the Beis HaMikdash over there. Therefore, we cannot learn out a kli from the binyin. Amar Rav, and now we start out from the beginning. What did Rav say? That Moedir of Yudh of Yudh agrees, vidomim, that when you have to bring a Zrikas Adam, here he agrees it's only kosher the Mizbeach, even though they're according to Yehuda, they were Mekadosh Do HaZoro, but our Kopon, that's only Lahakti Chalotim, Rashi says, only to burn the fats. But for Sirikas Domin, on that you have to have the Mizbeach. How do we know this? The Tanya learned. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda used to say, by the Loch of the Korban Pesach, that Kois Echod Hoyimamalo Bidama Terubis. He used to collect one cup of the blood that fell on the floor. We know there by the Korban Pesach, the floor was full of dam. He used to close up the hole that let the blood out and used to pile up there. So he would collect one cup full of all that dam. And he would make a shrich on top of the mizbeach with his dam. Well, what's the problem? Shem yishpach dam shalachas mihim. Just in case by one of the Korban Pesachs, the dam, after we made the Kabbalah, fell on the floor, they did not get around to make a shrich on it. So nimtza zemach shiroi comes on now and is making a shrich, a shrich right now. This shrich would help for that Korban. Now the question is, if you're going to tell me to think that Sabrab Yudavid holds Kula Azor Mikdashom, that the whole Azor has Kedusha all the Ritzpah, he could even Kaddish it, even the Dam has the Kedusha on the floor, and so where is Savidele Mitzvosei, the Mitzvah was done already, even though the Dam fell from the Kli onto the floor, that the floor also has the Kedusha. So what do you have to say? That the Ritzpah has no Kedusha here to Domin. For the dam of a korban, that has to be dafkom. That has to be on the mizbeach and not on the floor. So Mar says no. The doma maybe mishum mitzova shvicha mikoy chodim binim. Maybe no. Maybe really the ritzpah also has kedusha for zrika for dam. But only if you make a zrika mikoy chodim over there, afraid the dam just spilled on the floor, is not called mikoy chodim though. So Mar says in Kain, that would be the pshat. That's only Yichson because it didn't fall to the floor. Mikoyach Odom, so the eighth would be Mishkele, let him just collect one cup of blood. Vinashbech Le'aduchte, let him just spill the blood down on the floor. How come he had to spill the blood on the Mizbeach? So again, that's the proof that he holds that the Mizbeach is Roy Fadam and not the Ritzpah. So Mar says, no, the Doma Medi Mishum Dibina Mitzvah Min HaMukhov. Maybe a vada mitzvah min amufchiz to make the zrika for dam on the mizbeach. But maybe with the evid, if the dam tackle lands on the ritzpah, maybe it helps even for the domin. Skit is not a clear proof over here, but that's what Rav holds. Rav holds even the concept of Yehuda that says that the ritzpah had a kedusha, it was only to be makdir the chalovim, but not for the zrika for dam. For the zrika for dam, skit had a go dafka on the mizbeach and not on the ritzpah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Lozo, Mizbeach Shenifkam, the Mizbeach has the Pagam, something is missing, of the Mizbeach, is an Oichlin Beginoi Shira Mincha. You're not allowed to eat the leftover of the Mincha. Ma V'locho is when you bring the Kemitza, the Mincha, the leftover of the Shira, you're not allowed to eat. But he's only allowed to eat it if the Mizbeach is Roy to be marked to the Keteris. But if the Mizbeach is possible, Hinalarit Shrayim Bishviloi. Shinamakwas the Postik says, the Yochlu Matzois, Eitzalam Mizbeach, you should eat the Matzois, the Mincha, near the Mizbeach. So the question is, Vichy Eitzalam Mizbeach Ochlu, is the only place where you can eat the Mincha by the Mizbeach, about you can eat any place in the Azorah? Ela, the Postik needs to teach us, Bizman Shu Sholem, Feloi Bizman Shu Chosar. When can you eat from the Mincha in the Azor, any place in the Azorah? Only when the Mizbeach is Shalom. But if the Mizbeach is Chosar, Poga, missing something, then you cannot eat from the Shirayim of the Mincha. So Moshe asks the Chon Shir Mincha. So far we have a proof for the Shirayim of a Korban Mincha. But Kodesh Kedoshim in Olam, how do we know by a Korban, a Kodesh Kedoshim, also you cannot eat, the Kohen cannot eat from the meat if the Mizbeach is Pogam? Tamalem, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Kedoshim. It says here, Kodesh Kedoshim, Rosh Bezer Shavah. The Kodesh Kedoshim, Yafim Yadadi. That just like a Chatzis is Kodesh Kedoshim, has the same halacha like the Shrine of the Mincha. So more so they still, but Kodeshim Kalim, you know, and Kodeshim Kalim also, you could only eat it when the Mizbeach is Shalim. On Rabbi says, Asya Midrashid Rav Yosi. I learned now from the Medrash Drosh that Rabbi Yossi makes. The Tanya, you learn like this, Rabbi Yossi Yainer. Gimel Dvarim, Yossi said over three things, Mishum Gimel Zakenim. He said over three separate halachas in the name of three Zakenim.